Do you want to know how you can tell if someone really cares about you and loves you and wants you to do well? In other words, do you want to know who you should continue investing time and thought and consideration into? Because, well, first of all, I am incredibly intuitive. People that know me would probably agree that I can read people and assess them almost immediately. And even if it's not exposed right away, it always comes out and I turn around and I'm just like, I told you, like, she was a hater, or she didn't really give a fuck, or you couldn't trust her. Blah, blah, blah. So whether it's friends, family, acquaintances, yada, yada, the people that love you even if they can't control you, even if they can't influence your decision, even if they can't control your scenario and decision-making. They're the people that love you just for being who you are, not because you fit into a box where they believe you belong, not because you're behaving or following their lead or responding to their expectations, guilt, shame, whatever it may be, their attempt of influencing you and guiding you. They're the ones that love you even if they can't shape you. They're the ones that you meet and they just look at you and go like, holy shit, out of the billions of people, you're just one unique individual, and that is what's special. Me experiencing you just be your own person. And even if they can't shape what you are, who you are, how you think, where you are, what you do, they just love you anyway. They love knowing that you are someone that they can catch up with, touch base with, keep in touch with, experience, perceive. You're someone that radiates a good energy. They love experiencing you, and there's just this exchange of energy outside of them keeping you in a box. An important one is the people that get excited about your wins, about your gains, even just about your attempt to win or achieve something, even if you don't win, or even if it's just in these early phases of going for something. They're the ones that feel excited by that rather than threatened. Just because maybe they didn't go for it, or they're too old, or they were too controlled, or they listen to people putting pressures and limitations on them. Like, there are people that either look at you and go, fuck, that's mad. Like, that's so cool. I'm so excited. And you genuinely get a good feeling for people going for something that maybe you wish you had, or maybe it has nothing to do with you and it's their dream, their aspiration, but you're just like, ah, they feel that way about you. The people that are not worth investing in, that don't actually give a fuck about you, are the ones that are triggered. They may not even consciously notice it, but they are bothered when you do something that they didn't or couldn't. They're threatened. People that are good for you will use a disagreement, a misunderstanding, a moment of friction, because that's life. This happens if you genuinely are involved with someone, even as a friend. That's natural. They will use that as an opportunity to get closer, to connect, to get a better understanding. There's someone that will not use it as an immediate way to be like, I'm going to cut you off, I'm going to distance myself, I'm going to punish you, I'm going to label you, I'm going to go cold. They don't use it as an immediate opportunity to like put you in a box of being a bad person or being a villain. There is this sense of curiosity. There is a sense of like, well, what's happened? What's going on with them? Something must be wrong. Is there a way that I can show up? Because there must be a reason for this. It's not an immediate like, told you so. There is a feeling, a need to fill the gap, to reconnect. And that doesn't mean that people that are good for you can't speak their mind and can't be spicy, because that's transparency. That's beautiful. Honesty breeds connection, right? But once that's let out and once dust settles, there is just a desire to reconnect with you because they fucking love you. And it is an opportunity to connect closer. If you're wondering who's good for you, who loves you, just take a look at who shows up for you. Take a look at who checks on you. Take a look at who reciprocates. Take a look at who fills your cup, even if it's just a little exchange on social media once in a while. Take a look at how they love you, even if they can't control you or influence you. Even if you are thriving in areas of life that maybe they're not, or if you have something that they want, just take a look at all these factors. Keep an eye out for the people that when you set a boundary that doesn't ideally suit them, that they love you anyway and respect you anyway. They can be upset, they can be a little pissed, they can let you know, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, they love you. And if it's good for your mental health, if it's good for your kids, or if it's better for you to enjoy your holiday, or if it's better for your career, at the end of the day, they will respect that boundary or that choice because it just makes you happier and they want you to be happier because it makes you be more in alignment with who you really are. And they just love knowing that. They just love knowing you being really, truly who you are and in your element. And that's something that makes them happy. It's not something that makes them feel small. And sometimes the people that are best for you are the people you see the least often. But if you are in touch with yourself and you, if you're allowing yourself to feel and to respond and to process, you may see that some of the best people for you are not even in your immediate city, state, country. Like, I've got one of my best friends overseas. We just send voice messages to each other, but that woman loves me. I love her. I want to see her do so well. Even if I don't get to be there, front of stage, absorbing it or reaping any of the benefits or whatever like that. Like, I just have a look at how you love the people you love and stop making excuses for everyone else because that's the way that you deserve to be loved as well. Hope that helps. And even if these people are not your people, it doesn't make them bad people. It just means that we're not meant to be soul tied to everyone. Just find out who your people are and preserve your energy. Do you understand? Preserve your energy and invest it where it is deserved.